Welcome to our Sunday message for Sunday the 16th of November 2025. Our first scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 19 to 21. Then the disciples came to him privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Yeshua said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. The second scripture I'd like to read for us is from the book of Jude. There is only one chapter, so it's Jude 1, and I'm going to read verse 20. Jude 1, verse 20. "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you yet again for your precious, precious word. We pray that it will find fertile soil in our hearts. We pray, Lord, we'd allow your word to change our thinking into alignment with the way God thinks, so that we can be blessed in our life on this earth and achieve great things for you in the time allotted to us here. We thank you for this. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us in this respect, in the mighty name of our Lord and Saviour, Yeshua, the Anointed One. Amen. We are continuing with the series of how we as children of God can develop our faith. Once again, let me remind us that if you and I can develop our faith, it is the same, as it were, for developing energy in our bodies. You and I cannot live a constructive life if we are physically weak. In the same way, you and I cannot be effective in our walk for the Lord if our spirit man is weak. God is very interested in his children being strong and powerful. And the key to this strength, the key to this power, is the substance of faith being developed in each individual's heart. The Bible is very clear, God has given each a measure of faith. But the point is not the measure of faith that we might have. As with the parable of the talents, the issue is not what we have, the issue is what we do with it. And you see, it is quite possible, with this understanding, with courage and determination, for every one of us to develop our faith, to become strong people in the kingdom of heaven. That strength of spirit, of the inner man, translates into success in every area. Living a godly life, being blessed financially, being blessed emotionally. You and I are able to overcome depression if we become strong in our inner man. The enemy is no competition for a spirit of a man filled with the power of God. And that strength even extends to the physical body. Your and my bodies can respond to faith and be recharged thereby. When we turn to the scripture, we see that the disciples came to him privately. Now remember, we have already read the scripture in the Gospel of Mark. In that account, we recall how the father of a child who was beset with epilepsy comes to the Lord, crying for him to help. The Lord says, "If you can believe, all things are possible." The man says, "Help my unbelief. I'm trying to believe, but help my unbelief." And before that, the Lord had said that this could have been done if there had been enough faith, as we see in this account. You see, as we said before, if you and I have enough of the substance of faith, we can believe. We are empowered to believe. if we can believe, really believe, not just give mental assent to the fact that God could do it. No, really believe that not only can he do it, but in fact, it has already been done at the cross of Calvary. With that substance in our heart, in sufficient measure, God himself is able to do what the natural mind would think is impossible. After this whole event, the disciples who had tried to get this child delivered before the Lord had seen him, asked this question, why could we not cast this demon out? Yes, this affliction was caused by an evil spirit. Not all sickness is caused by evil spirits, but it is a possibility. However, the point is that the Lord says to them, you could have done it once again if you could have believed, if you'd had enough faith. Now, what we are talking about here is how you and I can develop our faith. We have spoken about the Word of God in our hearts, the raw Word of God reaching our hearts, uncontaminated by intellectual interference. That Word in our hearts, continually being processed by our spirit man, brings with it the necessary power. That power needs to be put to work. We have spoken about this. It's a whole exercise, meditating on the Word, acting on the Word, putting the Word into practice, etc., etc. All of those things remain important, but we're talking about another two ingredients in this whole process, which are mentioned here. The Lord said, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. The title of this message is Prayer and Fasting. Two ways to develop our faith exponentially is to devote ourselves not only to prayer, but a certain kind of prayer, and accompanying that prayer, and might I add, the study of the Word, with a regular process of fasting, which I'm going to explain. You see, the big issue, as we've said so many times, is not so much the Word out there. The only time the Word of God out there can ignite faith in us as human beings is when that Word gains access to our spirit man, the inner man. That is the only place where faith can develop, the spirit of the man. Now, the enemy's job is to interfere with that Word getting into our spirit man. That's why the Lord said, be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees. If our minds are contaminated with what I will call defective theological thinking, whenever the Word of God, the raw truth of God, comes our way, we reject it. It bounces off. Thoughts like, oh well, that's impossible. God can't do that, and he expects us to use our own ability to achieve that, and we have a very good medical system that is capable of doing wonders, all of which is true. But the fact is that that will contaminate our faith. It will stop the raw truth that God is able to do anything. All things are possible to him who believes. This very situation, here a demon is affecting a child. With all due respect, there is no medical treatment on this earth that is any match for a spiritual demon. It just won't work. We're fooling around with the symptoms and not dealing with the issue. Be that as it may, faith is the answer. And you see, the Lord says on this occasion, now remember, the disciples had had success before. The Lord had taught them how to cast out demons and to heal the sick. He had instructed them to go and do that on one occasion. It was part of their training. And they had rejoiced because they had seen these demons flee at the word that they spoke. But this occasion now is different. What they had done in the past doesn't work. And in a way, the Lord is saying to them here, what you are doing is fine, but it needs an added boost. Your and my faith might be struggling to achieve things, but very often what we need is what I will call here an added boost. And that added boost comes from prayer and fasting. Now let's just turn to this issue of prayer. We are talking here not just about the normal everyday discussion with the Lord, which every one of us needs to have on a regular basis. That, of course, will develop our relationship with the Lord, which is critical for developing our faith. You and I will not be able to believe God if we don't know Him. And knowing Him is an ongoing process that should grow deeper and deeper with every passing day. But, you see, there's a difference between that kind of intellectual prayer with the Lord, which, please let me reiterate, is extremely important. It's the starting place. There is another kind of prayer which supernaturally, if I can say this, turbocharges our faith. And that is what the Bible describes as praying in the Spirit. We read in Jude chapter 1 verse 20, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith." Do you see that? Faith is getting built up by praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul the Apostle described that he prays with the understanding, but he also prays with the Spirit. We need to understand these two types of prayer. Both are valid. Both have their place. But we are concentrating here on praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, generally speaking, is when you and I yield to the Spirit of God inside of us and we pray in what the Bible describes as tongues. When you and I come to God, we get born again, baptized, and then we're entitled to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Please note, it doesn't follow automatically. It's something we have to want, to decide on, and very importantly, to ask for. Once we have been filled with the Holy Spirit, all the gifts, the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit described in Corinthians are found in us. We haven't got time to go there. But one of those gifts is the ability to speak in a strange tongue. What people in this day and age will very often refer to as the Pentecostal experience. Well, it shouldn't be just a specific denomination's experience because all Christians are required to do this. It's a very important part of our spiritual equipment, so to speak. Speaking in tongues starts with a very simple prayer language, a language that we are given because our spirit man now is able to communicate directly with God. And you see, the beauty of that is our spirit man is communicating with God and it bypasses our intellect. It's very important, once again, to pray with the intellect, to make our requests known to God, to have a relationship with God based on rational understanding, yes. But there's another side of prayer where our spirit man prays directly. Our minds are very useful, yes, but they can also get in the way. And that's why God has given us this gift. You might be facing a problem and your mind is screaming to you that it is impossible. Someone you know or yourself might be challenged with a disease that medical science has thrown up its hands and said, it is impossible. The obvious example is cancer, very prevalent in our day and age. And you see, faced with that, with the medical profession saying to us things like, you've got 3 months to live, and people all commiserating with us, and our minds themselves shouting and saying, well, it's all over, I may as well get my affairs all in order. We have got this gift which supersedes, or should I rather say, transcends that logical understanding. And that gift is the ability to pray directly to God. And you see, the scripture here describes that as we pray in the Holy Spirit, we build ourselves up on our most holy faith. When you and I are praying in tongues, our faith is supernaturally growing. We don't even know how. I can't understand it in a way because, you see, when we are speaking in a language we don't understand, which is obviously in our mind something from without of us, or rather that is supernatural, it's not something that we are manufacturing, we are automatically reminded that there is a spirit world around us. But you see, as we continue to pray in the Holy Spirit, please, and this is a teaching all on its own, quite apart from the gift of tongues operating in the church. That's another teaching altogether. We are talking here about the initial ability to pray in a spiritual language, a language we don't understand intellectually, but our spirit man is busy speaking directly to God. As we do that, automatically, or rather should I say, supernaturally, our faith is growing. It's very much like if you have a piece of electrical apparatus that has a battery inside and it goes flat. You take it and you connect it to the charger, and what happens? It starts to recharge. You can't see it recharging. There is evidence on the dial, but all the time something is happening in the background almost. And that's a very good description of when you and I start to pray in the Holy Spirit. Without realizing it, we are recharging our spiritual battery. We are building ourselves up on our most holy faith. And I can say from experience that faced with some difficulties, which to the human mind seem to be absolutely daunting, you feel totally overcome. My personal experience, and many others, has been as I pray in the Holy Spirit. It might take an hour, it might take two, it might take days. There's no time limit. But the point is, as we pray in the Holy Spirit, our spirit man gets bigger and bigger. And what happens is there does come a turning point where in our mind's eye, the problem that seemed to be overwhelming suddenly becomes underneath us, becomes in our mind, under our feet. And I know that once that happens in our spirit man, the victory in the natural is merely a matter of time. So you see, this ability to pray in the Holy Spirit is critical for you and I as Christians when we need to develop our faith. It has many other benefits. Once again, it's a whole teaching on its own. But I want to just leave that with us here. You and I praying in the Holy Spirit are supernaturally developing our faith. One of the most useful purposes for this ability to speak directly to God, spirit-to-spirit communication, is that it recharges our faith man. Added to this is what the Lord spoke about in this passage when he said, prayer and fasting. Nothing will benefit or boost your and my faith more than depriving ourselves of food or some other thing that we are dependent on. When we do that, what happens is that it actually heightens our spiritual awareness. Fasting is a whole subject on its own, and I recommend that one approaches it with caution. It's a very powerful weapon, and like all powerful weapons, it can also be dangerous. Nevertheless, we need to realize that this ability to fast is another weapon in our arsenal. Why? Because, you see, it has the effect of quietening down the physical man and sensitizing the spirit man. If done correctly, you and I can become more and more spiritually aware. And you see, the whole purpose of being spiritually aware is that the Word of God, the source of our faith, can gain access much more readily to our spirit man, thereby producing the substance of faith. If you can understand it this way, we might be trying to get access to some resource or other, and there are a whole lot of systems, etc., that are in the way. But if we can clear those systems out of the way, our access becomes direct, more immediate, and thereby becomes much more effective. Once again, from personal experience, I can say this. On the occasions when I've been able to fast, and I've done it correctly, there does come a stage where I read the Bible, and the revelation just pours out of it like never before. What's happened? The Bible hasn't changed. The Word of God hasn't changed. It's the same word on the page that I've read many times before. But what's happened? Because of my spiritual sensitivity, because the flesh, as it were, has been subdued, those words become much, much more impactful, much more clear, as it were, more powerful. And because of that, their effect on my faith is much greater. And so we see there is this combination of prayer and fasting, praying in the Spirit and fasting, that acts as a booster, you and my faith. And it's something that we should build into our spiritual life on an ongoing basis. Now, the obvious question that many are perhaps asking is this: it sounds so wonderful to be able to pray in the Spirit, but I can't. I don't know how. And can I say many people struggle with this? Our minds get in the way. My mind got in the way for a long time. But fortunately, I had people around me that were able to pray me through, as it were. But can I say this? It's a lot less complicated than we make it. The way to be filled with the Holy Spirit is very, very simple. There is one requirement, however, before we can even go through with this process, and that is we must be born again. You and I must have bowed the knee to the Lordship of Yeshua, the Anointed One. We must have accepted Jesus Christ into our heart. That's critically important. If we haven't done that, if you and I go about seeking the Holy Spirit without that having happened, we open ourselves up to other spirits that are not holy. But be that as it may, assuming that you and I are born again, if we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the process is very simple. And it's found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, from 10 to 13. And I'd like us just to go there, just to see how simple it is. Luke 11, 10 to 13. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? There it is, as simple as that. This whole scripture is a rhetorical question. Would a father give something bad to his child? It's rhetorical because the answer is obvious. No. No normal father would give something poisonous to a child who asked for food. And you see, in the same way, Father God says to you and I, if we are his children, that is the precondition, of course, but if we ask, it's his great pleasure to give us the Holy Spirit. But we must ask in faith. And you see, the moment you and I approach God, recognize our need for the Holy Spirit. Please, contrary to some teaching, you and I are not filled with the Holy Spirit the moment we become children of God. We do have access to the Holy Spirit, but there's a big difference between having access and being filled. And might I add, the word goes on to say that you and I, as children of God, not only need to be filled, we need to continue being filled. That's the actual Greek. It's an ongoing process. Can you see? So the understanding is very simple. When we approach God, we recognize we need his power. We need his personality in our life. We need the part of the Godhead that is on this earth, the precious Holy Spirit. We need to be filled by him. Our spirit man has to be inundated with him. Nothing will build your and my faith more than the Holy Spirit in us. And you see, when we simply, in faith, believing, ask him, Father God, please fill me with your Holy Spirit. The moment we do that, whether we feel anything or not, we are filled. The Holy Spirit answers that cry. And you see, once that Holy Spirit in us, all the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are automatically to be found in us. We may not be aware of them, to be sure. It might be a process of understanding them and developing our faith in each area. But this gift of being able to speak with a heavenly language is available immediately. And then you see the time comes just to speak it out. And I'm encouraging us, we will pray this prayer at the very end of this message. But once you and I have prayed that prayer, don't be surprised when you find or experience strange words welling up with inside of you. Don't be alarmed. Don't think, this is very strange. Just yield to it and speak those words out. I cannot say how important that is. My experience was a group of ladies that were experienced in these things. When they found out I'd been baptized, they said, sit down, you're going to speak in tongues. And they helped me. They prayed in tongues around me. And I experienced a word. Well, it wasn't even a word. It was half a word. And it wasn't just a word either. It was a baby word. Half a baby word came to my mind. I realized that this word was not something that I had made up. It wasn't a foreign language. It was something that, even though I didn't know what it was, it came from inside of me. I knew that. And they encouraged me just to speak that word out. That was quite a challenge for me. Somebody who had had an intellectual training background, and this half-baby word, to speak that in public, took a bit of courage. But fortunately, and not because of any courage of my part, because of the insistence of those around me, eventually I spoke it out. I spoke it out. And you see, by speaking it out and continually speaking it out, continually speaking out, that very small half-baby word has grown into a powerful language that I can speak in public when necessary and use it privately to develop my faith. That was my experience. But please don't think that your experience or anybody else's will be the same. I've discovered that in praying for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, simply by being there when they prayed that prayer and prayed for God to fill them, every time something different happens. We had one experience where a lady was prayed for. She'd been baptized. And together with other members of her family, we prayed for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. At that stage, she didn't have a breakthrough in speaking in tongues. But about a week later, she explained that she was driving into the city. And on the way there, this strange language started to emerge inside of her. And because we had taught her that when that happens, just to speak it out, that's exactly what she did. The devil tried to tell her this is not God, but she'd been taught, she had the courage, and she was able to break through and pray in the Holy Spirit. It's something we have to do and use. And once again, like everything, the more you and I use it, the more it becomes part of us, the more fluent we become in it, the greater our faith in this ability to speak with a foreign language, a strange language, becomes. And we become more effective Christians. It's something meant for all. And so in closing, what I'm going to do is lead us in a simple prayer. If you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, please feel free to pray along with this prayer, because, as I said earlier, we need to continually pray to be being filled with the precious Holy Spirit. Remember, it's God's good pleasure to give us the Holy Spirit. So, I'm inviting us just to pray this prayer in closing, and let's believe God to release this wonderful gift inside of us so that we'll be able to build up our majestic faith with prayer and, I trust, also with fasting. Here's the prayer. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come before you. In the mighty name of Yeshua.
In the mighty name of Yeshua.
Thank you that I'm your child.
Thank you that I'm your child.
Washed in the blood.
Washed in the blood.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That it's your great desire.
That it's your great desire.
That I be filled.
That I be filled.
To overflowing.
To overflowing.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
With your precious Holy Spirit.
Right now I ask you.
Right now I ask you.
To fill me.
To fill me.
To overflowing.
To overflowing.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That as I've made this request.
That as I've made this request.
With an honest heart.
With an honest heart.
You.
You.
Have responded.
Have responded.
And that right now.
And that right now.
I am filled.
I am filled.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
In Yeshua's mighty name.
In Yeshua's mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you.